Yeah, here we are. Another Friday night with nothing to lose. Well, you know what? We have our second featured guest here coming right up. I think we need to get Pleasant Gaiman. I hope I'm not butchering her name, because I'm horrible with names. I really am. But Pleasant Gaiman, she's also known as Princess Thrana, as a belly dancer. She has so much going on. She is like a total renaissance woman. I mean, oh my God. She acts, she dances, she writes, she paints, and she has a new book called Showgirl Confidential, published by Punk Hostage Press. Coming up, I think they're having their big shindig here coming up on Sunday there in California. She lives in Hollywood, California, and you know what? We're going to bring her on right now. But you know what? Before I bring her on, I want to put on a little little piece by her called this is called Cooking with Ray by Pleasant Gaiman. And Pleasant Gaiman, after this, we're going to bring you on, honey, and we are going to talk. You have so much going on. It's going to be fun and exciting. Here we go. Cook them with Ray.
Good old Ray, he's a blast from the past. An echo from a room filled with the smoke of Havana cigars, high stakes and hot crap games and champagne cocktails for the ladies. Sharkskin suits and tooled leather Mexican boots. Caddies when they knew how to build them. Back in the days when men were men and women were dames. Desert suites. Fountains lit up at night. An apartment on Hollywood and Vine full of old issues of The Hollywood Reporter and The Racing Forum. Ghosts of mob connections hiding in the Venetian blinds. He's the kind of guy who knew every bartender and every cabbie in town. The kind of guy who used to date chorus girls in Vegas. They loved him because he always remembered their names. He used to be a big band leader, but now Ray hangs out with underground bands who play rock and roll in Hollywood. With his capped teeth and his slicked back hair, he'll talk to anyone who'll listen. Ray says, "Oh, I knew Marilyn personally. She was a tramp. She'd screw anyone if she thought it would get her somewhere. Ha, ha, ha." Always the laugh. He knows every corny joke in the book. He's got a stag party sense of humor. X-ray specs appeal. It's a pinky ring kind of laugh. He walked out on his third wife, Joanne, in 66, while she was ironing. Ray says, "Oh, I fed her the oldest line in the book. I told her I was going to go and get a pack of smokes. Ha, ha, ha." He's the sort of man who really appreciates a good set of gams. Ray says, "I was watching the Poseidon Adventure on TV. Now I got the hots for Stella Stevens. Ha, ha, ha." He's gotten elbow nudging, flask carrying, golf playing, fanny grabbing sensibility. He's got a white patent leather aura around him. Good old Ray.
Test 1 2 1 2. We got a little static there. Yeah, that was wow. That was a little piece there by our next featured guest, Pleasant Gaiman. I mean, I'm telling you, this woman, she has so much going on. So exciting, you know. I mean, it's just poet, actress, writer, and everything. And she has this new book coming out, Showgirl Confidential. From Punk Hostage Press. And, oh, man, yeah. I think she's going to be a pretty fun and exciting person to talk to. And, you know, maybe we can pick her brain a little bit. And, you know what, let's bring her on. Oh, my gosh. I hope I'm not butchering her name, because, you know what, I am semi retarded, and I am horrible with names. If I'm butchering your name, Pleasant Gaiman, This is a heads up. And you know what? Feel free to correct me and have fun with it. All right. Here, we'll bring it on. Pleasant Gaming.
Hey, you guys.
Hi.
Hey,
thanks for coming on.
Thank you. You said my name right, too. Say my name.
Wow.
That's the first, Brian.
It is a first. Wow. Ding, 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 ding.
Ding, ding, ding. How are you? You guys are cracking up. I was listening to. What are you on? No.
What are
you on? Besides
I'm on Poetry Grenades.
You're on what?
I'm on Poetry Grenades. It's a combination of Diet Pepsi and vodka. But anyhow,
it's a Poetry
Grenade.
That's awesome.
That's what they're called. Because as soon as you open one up, they explode all over your lap. But anyhow, hey, it's great to have you on. Truly.
Thank you.
I mean, wow.
I'm calling you from the dressing room of a belly dancing gig.
Are you really?
I'm not kidding. Yeah, I'm totally. I just kicked the owner out of the dressing room, and I said I have to do an interview.
That's classic. Wow, I like that. Thank you. Thank you for kicking people out. Well, you're talking about Princess Verona. I mean, yeah. Well, we'll get to that. But, you know, more importantly, you got this new book coming out called Showgirl Confidential, right? From Post Hostage Press.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's monthly all touring stories.
Really?
Yeah. Go ahead. Sorry, they're making noise in the kitchen. Go ahead. You ask me a question and I'll answer it because I'm just hearing a bunch of sound types.
I don't even know where to start with you. I mean, you have so much going on, and you. Oh my gosh, you're an actress. You're a poet.
Mm-hmm.
You're a writer. I mean,
mm-hmm.
What?
Belly dancer.
Yeah, belly dancer. Where did this creative impulse come from, and where did it start? I mean, first of all,
I don't know. It's kind of always been like that. Like I was always just doing stuff. I mean, I had it like anybody else. I had a bunch of like really crappy temp jobs, or maybe like anybody else in Hollywood. I think outside of Hollywood, New York, a lot of people have jobs that are regular jobs that they hate, not temp jobs that they hate. but you know, I started writing a lot when I was a teenager, and then I started. But of course, I cut typing class all the time to get stoned because I didn't think I was really going to be a writer. I wrote some reviews for rock and roll magazines because I would like read some of them and I'd be like, I could write better than that, and I was all like bratty and like big shot 16-year-old. So I went to a couple of, my primary goal was like I just wanted to get free records and free tickets. So I was really cocky. So I went to some concerts and I wrote reviews of it longhand, but then I had to stay up all night typing it with Hunt and Peck, you know what I mean? And so I sent them into different magazines and they all got like taken. And then the editors every one of them said, do you have more? So at that point, and I know this sounds like I'm making it up, but I'm not, I said, I said to myself, oh, okay, well, now that I'm in, so the next stories I wrote were in, like, ballpoint pen on, like, that school lined paper with the holes in it.
Right.
No, seriously, I know only someone that was 16 could be that retarded. Like, one of them didn't say anything, and then I had to tell one of them that my typewriter was broken, and then the other one, like, he knew kind of how young I was, and he was like, do you think you could type this next time? And I was like, oh, sure, just acting like it was an oversight, and then so I had to learn how to type really fast.
That's great.
And then I just went on from there, I was like, rock and roll kind of became my whole life. And then I started booking bands, which I also started doing when I was like around 17, because by that time I had started a fanzine. This was in the 70s. And then, you know, so I had a fanzine called Lobotomy,
really?
The brainless magazine. Yeah, but then I changed it to Lobotomy, where glamour is a way of life, because I stole that from the Fredericks of Hollywood shopping bags. And it totally, glamour was not a way of life. I mean, we were totally like scary punk house people, you know. But then, you know, then I had my own band and started going on tour. And then one night at a rock and roll club, like in, this was, now we're like into 1990. I toured back on the road with like my girl band and some of my other bands I was in. By 1990, I was just dancing. I was at some gig at this place called Club Lingerie in L.A., and this chick came up to me on the dance floor, and she asked if I was a belly dancer. And I said, no way. And she said, because you move like one. And I thought that was really cool because I'd always been kind of obsessed with it, like God only knows why, because it's not like in my culture. And then all of a sudden it clicked into my mind, and I was like, why, are you a belly dancer? And she was like, yeah. And then I was like, oh, my God, I want to see you, you know. And then I saw her, and then I was like, teach me. And she didn't teach, but she directed me to people who did. And then somebody, a friend of mine, because this was, you know, years before September 11th, a friend of mine gave me a ticket to Greece, and I just added on Cairo, quit my jobs, and just failed. And I was gone for like 8 weeks, and then all I did there was, like, watch dancers and learn dancing, and I got some costumes, and then I've gone there once or twice a year since then. And for the past, like, I guess 5 or 6 years, I've danced there, you know, like, professionally and taught there, too, at festivals.
Really? Wow.
So, I know, it's insane, you know, huh?
I have to say, I'm a little intrigued that you, I mean, you were at, you know, a singer for some punk rock bands, right?
Yeah.
I mean, what was that like?
It was awesome.
In the late 70s and early 80s?
It wasn't, in the late 70s, I was, that's when I was doing my fanzine, and in the early 80s, I started an all-girl band called the Screaming Sirens. And, Screaming Sirens, yeah. You know, because you know,
yeah,
like that Jason and the Argonauts myth? Like,
right,
we drove men to death with our songs. But at first, I think it was just because we played so bad. But I wanted us to look like a cross between, like, you know, the Hells Angels and, like, Miss Kitty from Gunsmoke. And that's kind of what we looked like, and we sounded...
That's great. I'm sorry.
And we sounded kind of like Patsy Cline meets the Ramones.
Yeah, in Bonanza.
No, totally. Yeah, Bonanza. And what was the drunk's name on Gunsmoke?
No, Festus?
Gunsmoke. I was in love with Festus, the drunk.
Oh,
that figure.
Fester or not? Yeah. Fester, oh, Jesus Christ.
Festus, the drunk on Gunsmoke.
Oh, God. I can't remember his name. He had like a gimp. He was gimpy, right?
Yeah. He was great. He was tragic.
Right. That's great.
You guys are in Gary, Indiana?
I'm sorry, what?
Are you guys in Gary, Indiana?
No, we're not in Gary, Indiana. the rap group we just interviewed is from Gary, Indiana.
I'm
outside of Gary. Come on now, I'm right outside of it.
Well,
yeah, Quinn is.
Russians are not
Gary, Indiana. Brian Frugier is at an undisclosed location.
Isn't there some weird hum going on underground in Gary, Indiana? Have you guys heard about that?
No.
It's like some total conspiracy theory, Sasquatch, flying saucer, awesomeness. It's supposed to be like some weird like sub, you know, like it's like a really bassy, like low frequency, like hum going on that's driving people insane. Probably from, like, the reptilians that live under the earth.
That would explain what's wrong with Quinn.
Yeah.
I have never heard that. That's hilarious. I'm there every week. I have never heard that.
Yeah.
Huh.
I mean, you never heard the hum,
and
you never heard that there was a hum, and I've never heard the actual hum itself.
Wow.
Oh.
That's good to know.
Don't let Dr. Quinn fool you. She's heard the hum more than
once. She's probably controlled by it.
She's controlled by the Illuminati and the hum.
Yeah,
exactly.
The Illuminati.
Well, hey, I have to ask you. You worked on a film, and you were in a film called Firecracker.
Oh, yeah, I've been in a lot more since then, yeah.
A lot more since then, okay. Well, what was that experience like? I mean, what...
Well, Firecracker was pretty awesome because it was a movie that took place... in Kansas, and it was about the murder that occurred on the 4th of July. And the crazy thing was, based on a true story, and we shot in the house where the murder was committed. That was wild.
Dude, that's kind of creepy.
It was really creepy, and also the carnival that was the background for the movie was also the same carnival that had been coming there for like the past like 50 or 60 years, so... I mean, that was bizarre, and the guy had just gotten out of jail, the guy that was the murderer in that. And then also, it had Karen Black in it, who just recently died, the actress Karen Black, you know, from Airport and Day of the Locust and a bunch of other Five Easy Pieces, lots of other movies. But I've done like a ton of movies since then, and one of them was with Karen Black, too. And also Mink Stahl from the John Waters movies, and it was called Stuck.
Oh, Mink.
And it was a black and white women's prison movie. Like, based on those 60s ones. So that was awesome. That was like my acting gig come true. A B-movie, black and white B-movie about women's prison, and acting with, like, Mink Stahl and Karen Black. I was just out of control. Mink Stahl was my cellmate.
You live in Hollywood. Do you have a lot of experience, like with filmmakers or whatnot, or in the film industry?
I live here, and I've done a lot of like film work. Actually, I have a movie coming out this weekend. I know that sounds crazy, but I'm in a movie called The Far-Flung Star that's making its debut appearance at the Raindance Film Festival. In London.
Really?
And the director and a lot of the cast went there already, but by the time that they found out that this, you know, that the film had been accepted, and that was when it was going to show, was on the 30th, like I already had this book release already booked. So I'll see it when it comes up. But I got to play a crazy washed up B movie actress in that, and I get to do kung fu, and I get to kill. Like, because I'm in all these movies within the movies, so we had to act really bad on purpose. It was pretty amazing. Like, it was so hard not to crack up. Like, there's this one where there was one called, like, Lost Lovers at Hell Lake. That was one of the movies within the movie. And I had to kill this guy by, like, stabbing him in the stomach, and I got to yell, so long, lover. It was awesome.
That definitely sounds awesome. So much for, acting and being an actress and all that, but how about you as a writer, as a poet and all that? I mean, what's that been like for you? You're so diverse. I mean, and I admire that in someone. You know, I find people who are diverse, they're actors, actresses, writers, poets, and that's amazing to me that people can be that diverse. What's that been like for you as far as compared to being an actress and all that, but being a poet and a writer?
I love to write. Like, I didn't realize how easy writing came to me until when I was interested in belly dancing and I started dancing and I found out, I mean, I was a natural dancer, but when I found out, you know what I mean, like, I like to dance, I would dance at parties, and that was even how the whole thing started. But I didn't realize how much work I had to put into things, like, you know, learning about the other culture for belly dancing, learning about Arabic cultures and, you know, just all the differences, time signatures in the music and stuff, and then just all the technique, learning it and really ingraining it into my body because all the time signatures are different a lot. And, it, you know, it wasn't until then that I, like, really stopped, like, taking my writing for granted because I really, I'm not, like, bragging, but it was just, that was, like, a totally just natural, I could just always do it, you know? I, like,
right.
And then I used to just think that, like, everyone could sort of write as easily as me, and then I found out that they didn't. So I've always written, but this is actually the first book of mine that's come out in 13 years because I've been traveling, like, all over the world to teach and perform belly dance and burlesque, like, just nonstop for at least the past 10. So, like, this year I was, before June, I was just solidly gone from L.A., except for, like, 5 days one time and 6 days another time. I was on a movie set in January, and then I was, like, in the U.K. and in Australia and Hawaii and Turkey and a bunch of places in the U.S. and, you know what I mean, just touring around and dancing. And
yeah.
I started writing this book, Showgirl Confidential. It was just, you know, a collection of crazy road stories from punk rock to the Arab Spring, pretty much. But a lot of this got written either at airports or, like, in hotel rooms when I'd be, like, just ping awake at, like, 4 in the morning with total jet lag somewhere.
Yes, good morning.
So I also have have another book coming out in November, in the end of November, and this is just a coincidence that they both came out sort of at the same time. And it's called The Belly Dance Handbook. And it's not like a how-to
uh-huh.
book. It's kind of just like a lifestyle book for dancers. But, you know, probably your audience wouldn't be as interested in that as they would with this one.
Right.
You know, it's more,
well,
that,
you know,
that one's more like a niche book.
Right, right. Well, you know, I find it fascinating. I mean, here you're talking about you've been traveling internationally as Princess Farahna. Am I pronouncing that
yes.
right?
Yes.
Okay. You know, with the belly dancing, well, Farahna, I'm terrible with names, I apologize.
Farahna.
Farahna.
Farahna. You can just call me Farahna.
I'll never get it right. No, but seriously.
That's okay. You can just call me Your Majesty.
Your Majesty. I like that even better. Your Majesty.
Yeah, that's
so, yeah. Yeah, your belly dancing career and all that has been, like, a huge thing for you, right? I mean, it hasn't not.
Yes.
And it's influenced you as a writer and as just an artist in many ways. And this came about, like, later in your life, right? This wasn't something that just suddenly popped up, like, right?
Yeah, no, I started doing it when I was, like, 30. I was just over the age of 30, you know, which is
uh-huh.
kind of crazy because I wasn't one of those kids that grew up with, like, ballet, tap, and jazz.
Right, right.
So I've been doing it for, like, you know, 23 years now, so you do the math.
Wow. Uh-huh. Do the math.
I'm a cougar. Yep.
Well, all I can say is I admire what you're doing, and you look great from all the pictures I've seen and all that. And so, yeah, cougar or not. Seriously, I admire what you're doing and what you have going on. And the fact you can balance so much, you can balance, you know, this belly dancing and all that, and being a writer and an actress, and it's just, that to me is amazing. Not many people can do it. You know, I can barely balance myself on a toilet half the time. But
it's like, it just seems kind of normal to me. You know, like, I couldn't imagine
really?
Myself having, like, a regular job, or I don't know. My whole family is like, let's put it this way: my cousin, my, like, 20-year-old cousin that just was visiting last week. She's the youngest human cannonball in Ringling Brothers Circus that they've ever had.
What? Wait. No,
yes, I'm totally serious. Her name is Eliana Grace. There, she's got videos all over YouTube.
Wow.
I know. How can I make? Why would I pick that to make up? But, no, but I mean, my whole family is just like it's not a usual family. So I mean, there's a lot of that kind of stuff in my book too. In Showgirl mm-hmm. Confidential, there's like it starts off.
Come on in.
Okay, my publisher just walked in. So
he just gave
me a shotgun for a lighter. Here, wait, say hi.
Oh,
hi. Is it Michelle?
No.
Ah, I didn't do it. I was framed. Hi, who's this?
Hello.
What?
Who is this? Who is this?
This is Iris. This is Iris Berry.
It's my publisher.
Iris Berry.
Publisher and
welcome.
Partner in crime.
Iris Berry, welcome to Nothing to Lose. We've been talking to, my gosh, she has so many monikers here. Pleasant Gaiman and Princess Farhana.
Princess Farhana. I know.
We've been pumping and pimping her, Showgirl Confidential. Wow, this woman has so much going on. It's pretty amazing.
It's pretty damn amazing. It's beyond amazing. It should be in the Guinness World Book of Records.
Absolutely. Wow.
Right?
Update. Iris Berry
is
now on. Iris Berry.
Iris Berry. Thank you. You know where this interview is coming from, don't you?
I'm sorry, what?
You know where this interview is coming from, don't you?
Where is it coming from?
From our dressing room. It doesn't get any more show girl than this.
That makes
we're waiting for the half-naked roadie to come in with grapes and the oil grape boys to come in with some grapes for us, and we're just getting ready for our massages, and then we're going to go to another radio show. It's kind of like that, just the way our job is.
So who comes in for the massages? Who performs these massages?
Oh, here, I'll let Pleasant tell you. Bye, nice hugging you.
Who comes in for massages?
Hi. Okay, it's Pleasant again. What do we sound alike? Do me and Iris sound alike?
You guys do sound alike. So that was the Iris Berry. The Iris Berry.
I know, she brought me a double-barreled shotgun lighter just now. And we each have one. So I was making her freeze while she was on the phone with you.
Wow. The trickery.
Yes. Did you like that Cooking with Ray? That piece? Hello?
Hello?
Did I disconnect you? Can you hear me?
I can hear you totally fine. Can you hear me?
Oh, okay. Yes. Did you like that piece, Cooking with Ray?
Yeah.
That music behind it was really him. That was his big band from the 50s.
Really?
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
He's singing out of
We have another piece by you here.
Oh, I know what one it is.
Horny?
Can we play a little
horny here?
Of course, play it.
It's late at night, and I think we all are a little intoxicated or in our dressing rooms, and we feel horny. Let's play a little Pleasant game in horny real quick. Here we go.
I was too young to realize it at the time, but I was constantly horny. Every time Astro Boy blasted off and the little flame shot out of his red boots, I got so excited I could barely contain myself. Every time Spider-Man shot webs from his wrists, I died a little inside.
I just did it today.
The fact that he didn't have a mouth drove me wild. I would be glued to the Addams Family, so blindly in love with Thing that I didn't even notice what he was. A disembodied hand
that
lived in a box.
Oh, you do? I haven't tried that yet.
And every time Lurch said, "You rang." It's
why did
I
do that?
Spine. I would lay in front of the television set. I would lay almost under the television set, craning my neck and twisting my head, trying to look up Tarzan's loincloth. if I was the only girl,
I know,
that's on,
you know,
earth,
I'm gonna tell
and
him
I have to choose
what
just
I gotta go
one
to.
Man, who would I pick?
It's almost because
no,
I mean, they want to go too. And then,
or Curly. Looking back on it all now, I realize that it would have to be Shemp.
Oh, good. Hello?
Yes.
Okay. Hey.
Was that made me horny.
You could make me horny if you shot radioactive flames out of your mouth. Godzilla, you melt my heart. No. Listen, dudes, we got to wrap it up a little because we really do have to go to we have to go to another interview. I'm not kidding.
All right, hey, no problem. And you know what? Thanks so much for being on, and thanks for bringing on Iris Berry. Iris Berry, she's still there.
She's still here. And you know, let me tell you guys out there in blog radio lands that you can get Showgirl Confidential on Amazon right now. And then I'm just going to tell you because you're bad, you're nationwide, just like me, right? Aside from this reading in L.A. on Sunday, I'm going to be at the Continental Club in Austin, Texas on Monday,
really?
October 14th. Yeah. And that show's free. And then I'll be setting up more shows. So anybody who wants to drop my blog, it's pleasantgaiman.theblogspot.com. And there's always lots of silly news stories going up. Right now it's just my schedule, but there's usually some really horrific stories on the blog. Fun, horrific.
All right. Well, excellent. Thanks so much for being on. And
thank you.
Yeah, and just put Iris on for one more second.
I'll put it on for 1 second.
Hello. I haven't talked to Iris since like 2012. Come on.
Okay. Hello.
Iris Berry.
Hello.
This is yes. Brian W. Dot Fuchet.
Hello, Brian. How are you, darling?
It's good. It's good to hear from you again. And you know what? It's really exciting that the books you guys have been putting out.
Thank you.
Correct.
Yes.
Thank you so much. We really appreciate that.
Yeah. And, you know, let's all stay in touch. And thanks so much for bringing her
on.
Thank you. And, you know, and you know what? Haven't seen you since... what was it, Oakland, back in 2012?
Oh, is this my Brian? Brian, is this you?
This is me, Brian W. Fuchet. Yes, I got my
Brian.
Dipshit guy. Who do you think
Brian,
you
I love you. Oh, my God, I'm so happy to talk to you. I didn't know it was you. Oh, my God.
Well, who
did
you think
awesome.
It was?
I love
who the
you.
Fuck do you think I am?
I had no fucking idea. Thanks,
you
Brian.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, my
you
God.
Can, yeah.
Thanks for... I'm like, dang, duh. Yeah, no, I didn't... I knew that Michelle wanted Pleasant, but I didn't know you were going to be doing the show. So this is great.
I do all your support. Damn it.
Oh, you do you? Well, if you ever want to talk about punk, we'd love to do the show.
Well, you know what? You got more books coming out from Punk Hostage. You know, stay in touch.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, you should talk to Jack Grisham. He's a singer for KSOL. He just put his book out with us too.
All right.
Why are you laughing? Yeah,
he's
funny.
Yeah, I know. I agree. Yeah.
Yeah.
KSOL is
a good band.
Absolutely.
What?
Yeah.
So they're a good band.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll talk to you later. Hi. You and I will figure this all out. But thank you so much, Brian. And say hi to Michelle.
Yeah, and
here's
thanks. Yeah.
Okay,
She was great. And you know what? Best of luck, and we will help promote this this book she has coming out here via Punk Hostage Press. Yeah, it seems to be a good one. She's got a lot going on. All right, well, good night to you guys.
Good night.
And, Yeah. All right.
Have a good one. Bye. Mwah. Hollywood Air Kiss.